Western producer, Case IH unveiled its new 2025 model year Magnum tractor line last month at the Commodity Classic Farm Show in the United States. And in keeping with the industry trend of horsepower creep up, these tractors also saw a few more ponies stabled under their hoods. The 380 and the 400 both get 5 additional horsepower, said Morgan Dietrich, tractor segment lead for Case IH in North America. Everything else in the large frame, starting at 250 and larger, they get 15. Our number one seller is the 340. And that will now be a 355. However, the tractors will still get that power from what the company calls the Cursor 9-liter diesel, which technically speaking actually has an 8.7-liter displacement. The 355 will also get a new transmission, a 21FX5R power shift, which will be included in its base equipment list. That had only been available in the 400 before, Dietrich said. We changed the rear end on the 340, which is now the 35.5, to enable this improved power shift transmission that has brake-to-clutch capability. The new transmission offering will make the 355 compatible with future autonomous operating systems by simplifying what's required to make that workable when Case IH eventually offers it. It really kind of future-proofs the tractor, he said. Long-term, when we have those controls, like brake-to-clutch, it allows the electronics to have a little more control of the transmission than our current generation. We don't have autonomy features on it today, but it enables that capability in the future. Another significant change for the Magnums comes in how the brand will offer technology packages. Buyers can now pick and choose their preferred individual features, but for 2025 digital features will come in 2 complete package options. The big thing is we're really pushing in on our technology messaging around model year 25, said Dietrich. So, we will now have tech bundles that we haven't had in the past, where it's been more of an a la carte situation. We're going to have Core, which would be our base offering, where we're going to put our Vector Pro receiver in base. And we're also going to move to AFS1 guidance correction. That's a 40% increase in guidance accuracy versus what our base offering was last year. For customers that need a little bit more, they can move up to the advanced package. And that has an RTK unlock in the Vector Pro receiver, and it also offers dual display, where we bring more screen real estate into the cab to make it easier for them to run their implements. It really is a 1-2 punch of what best fits a customer's operation. With these tech changes we're making, it's simpler for the dealer and easier for the customer, and it's even easier for the second and third buyer to know what technology is on this machine when they go to purchase it. Both option packages use the AFS Pro 1200 monitor, but the difference will be in what features are unlocked. At the rear, the Magnums will adopt the hydraulic coupler design used on their larger brothers in the Steiger line. We had different hydraulic couplers, on the Magnums and Steigers, said Dietrich. Now, we're aligning them between these two machines. The large frame Magnums will get the same hydraulic couplers customers have been using on Steigers for the last several years. It makes it easier to hook and unhook. And it's simpler having more continuity across the platforms. Our current Magnum didn't have a lever to help assist taking hoses in and out, whereas the Steiger did. That's why we went with the Steiger model. It's simpler to hook and unhook.